Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, it's the end of the week, imagine that, and Jesus still isn't back yet. But hey, maybe he'll be back this weekend. Let's keep looking for him. And we're looking at the great scripture in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and following. It's amazing. It's an amazing passage of the Bible. And we're dealing with the verse 7 today, which says that Jesus made himself of no reputation. And the Apostle Paul, he wants us to have this mind in us. He wants us to have the same attitude of the Lord as the Lord Jesus Christ has, to make ourselves of no reputation. Now, I sometimes wonder whether we're doing things right at our seminaries and our Bible colleges. In fact, I have to say, I actually think a lot of times we're doing it wrong, because we're teaching people to go out and be great. Now look, I know there's a sense in which we want to be great, attempt great things for God. But as much as we push and promote ministry and achievement, I think we've got to push the truth about making ourselves of no reputation. We've got to learn, as believers, to make ourselves nobodies so that Christ can be everything. And we've got to learn how to lay down our rights to recognition. You know, Jesus Christ got very little recognition when he was here on earth. But let me tell you, it was a different story when he got back to heaven. I mean, that's when he was exalted. I wonder, was he ever tempted to unveil his glory when he was on earth? You know, he veiled his glory with his humanity, and people didn't instantly recognize him as being God. Look, I tell you, I think about him being mocked and scourged and spat upon. If that had been me, I'd have said, hey, watch this sucker. Zap! Boy, I'd have flattened him. But Jesus didn't do that. He didn't want recognition. He delayed showing his deity before the right time. And then when people began to suspect, he would say, don't tell anybody. Now, are you like that? Am I like that? Or do you have to get credit for everything that you've done? For everything that you've achieved and performed? Or let me ask you, would you be prepared as a Christian to do a good work and keep quiet about it? You see, emptying ourselves means letting go of our right to recognition. Hollywood stars in the world, they just fight for the top billing. And it's sad to say there's a bunch of preachers like that too. Boy, it's a hard thing sometimes to watch a convocation of preachers all trying to boast about what they're doing, looking for top billing. But let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. We've got to be prepared not to be noticed. We've got to be prepared to give God alone the honor. So is it more important for you to have the approval of man or the applause of heaven? Christ emptied himself, and so should we. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, look, he went to the cross and died. A wretched, horrid death that we could be saved. Don't you want to trust him today for all your righteousness? Come to him and be saved, and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus.